back, coming to you straight from the most reliably biased source on the Matrix. This is the Anarchy in Podcasting Network. I'm Opti, your hospitable host, and this little crows is the Neo-Anarchist Podcast. This is the second of 10 special episodes of our Season 2 festivities. Now, all of you know how much I hate talking about the corpse, but it must be done. Let no one ever say that Opti is not self-sacrificial. These episodes are the ones that the rich and powerful do not want you to hear, and therefore, you must. Strap in, little crows. The info train has left the station. I have here in my formerly deep-weed-stained fingers the lowdown on Shiawase Corporation, the world's first mega. Here's the quick sheet. Shiawase Incorporated is ranked number 8 on the Corporate Council, meaning they are 8th in the world in terms of power and assets. Shiawase is also the oldest of the megacorps, and the corporation that set the precedent for many corps to follow. Its roots go all the way back to World War II. After Japan's defeat and subsequent occupation by the United States, the emperor was ousted and a fledgling democracy was formed. The power vacuum was soon filled, not by feudal warlords or titled monarchs, but by companies. In most cases, though, the power remained in the same hands. These powers just ruled through corporate intrigue rather than overt force or coercion. One such family of power was the Shiawase family, which won several prominent and lucrative reconstruction commissions following the war. Of course, it took the next great step in 2001, lobbying for and receiving the right to extraterritoriality, by which the corporation was now granted a form of sovereignty over its own affairs, not constrained by any national or geographic constraints. It was also the first megacorporation to own and operate a nuclear power plant, positioning it early to capitalize on emerging energy markets. Shiawase has the corporate slogan of Advancing Life and enjoy a world headquarters in Osaka, Japan. Their president and CEO is Korin Yamana, while the chairperson of the board of directors is none other than the First Lady of Japan, Empress Hitomi. Shiawase had positioned itself incredibly well early in the 21st century. However, when the world awoke in 2012, this was a reality that the family and business head of Shiawase, Imori Shiawase, was simply unprepared to face. He died of heart failure soon after. The corporation stagnated, enjoying its success while failing to innovate in the new world. This changed shortly after the first Matrix crash in 2029, when Sadato Shiawase became chairman of the board. Sadato was ruthless and extraordinarily headstrong. His paranoia and ambition rocketed him to the highest leadership in the corporation, far ahead of his more entitled and lazy family members. He established the MFID, which I will speak of more later, and with their help, his bold and frankly risky decisions paid off for Shiawase big time. The company entered a sort of golden age under his leadership until around 2049. That was the year that a jealous Sadato sent Shiawase agents to arrest the fiancé of his older sister, Soko. Sadato claimed the man was a spy and a traitor, but Soko refused to believe this and instead proved that she had more fight in her than Sadato had thought when she began sending waves of assassins to take his life. Remarkably, Sadato survived all these assassination attempts, but Soko and Sadato's younger brother, Ryoyi, was not so lucky. Ryoyi's death in the crossfire of their feud was enough for the siblings to declare an uneasy truce. Ryoyi's will had named his daughter Reiko as inheritor to his shares of Shiawase stock, and yet the board was convinced to cede the control of the stock to a medium claiming to be in touch with the kami, or spirit, of Ryoyi Shiawase. This medium, Jerry Howard, now became the mediator between Soko and Sadato for control of Shiawase. This cold war between them continued until 2061 when Fuchi Corporation fell apart. See if you can follow this, little crows. There was this dude named Korin Yamana. He was the head of Fuchi Europe and became part of the family by marrying Mitsuko Shiawase. Conveniently, around the same time, he traded a great deal of his Fuchi wealth in for a significant stake in Shiawase and membership on their board. Sadato's own son, Tadeshi, was nursing his own ambition as well when he married off his estranged daughter Hitomi to the then-child emperor Yasuhito. This all happened just before the Crash 2.0 in 64. Sadato was the focus of a no-confidence vote, and Jerry Howard, Ryoyi's alleged medium, was found dead by apparent suicide. And when the board came back together after the chaos, both Soko and Sadato were shocked to realize that it was Reiko, Yamana, and Hitomi, not them, who now held the majority share of Shiawase. Hitomi was voted as chairperson, and Yamada was voted in as CEO. At the first Kami Festival after the crash, the three Shiawase women who married outsiders, Hitomi, Mitsuko, and Reiko, all attended wearing yukata kimonos with orchids on them, earning them the title of the Orchids, which still persists today. Some say this was a statement about how some species of orchids kill other plants to survive, yet others saw the yukata kimonos as symbolic of purification in order for the women to position themselves favorably with the Shinto priests who now held such sway in Japan. Nevertheless, Sadato couldn't bear the disgrace of losing his prominent position to upstarts and committed seppuku 1 year later. New CEO Koren Yamada wasted no time in implementing changes within Shiawase's corporate structure. He introduced what is now called the Yamada Doctrine, overturning long-held Shiawase tradition. Rather than automatic pay and rank increases for elder employees, the Yamada plan called for only relevant experience and qualifications to matter. This caused much uproar as more aged employees were now being let go in favor of younger and cheaper workers. Yamada seemed to have miscalculated the support he had for the Yamada Doctrine, and that a small uprising occurred to petition the Empress herself to throw the weight of the throne behind tradition. In 2069, she did get involved, but only to put out the fires and demand small concessions, none of which were of any consequence to Yamada, leading many to assume that Empress Hitomi herself was in support of the Yamada Doctrine all along. Once the Empress had her say, no one dared speak out against the Yamada Doctrine for fear of the shame that disagreeing with the Emperor or his Empress would bring. Now, Shiawase seems to be biding its time. They are something like a sleeping giant to the outside world, but on the inside, they are as ambitious and calculating as ever, waiting for the perfect opportunity to make their move and recapture their place as the world's first and foremost megacorporation. Shiawase Corporation is interesting in that they are a true holding company. The main company produces no goods or services themselves. However, they command their own house bank and prefer, in nearly every instance, to maintain full ownership over their subsidiaries. This, however, is balanced by a belief that these lesser companies of theirs should have nearly full autonomy. The vast majority of Shiawase's profits come from three core economic pillars. The first is their energy holdings. Shiawase Energy is the leading energy provider in the world. Previously Shiawase Atomics, the name was changed to foster a perception of being concerned about the environment and alternative energy production. Shiawase Energy dominated the globe's energy market everywhere except for Europe, where Center Group has a fairly strong lockdown. The second pillar of Shiawase's empire is their biotech division. Shiawase was the first corp to provide custom cyberware to the public. Shiawase Biotech oversees all cyberware, bioware, nanoware, and many other types of genetic alteration, all to the tune of trillions of dollars annually. One of Yamada's first reforms as CEO was to create two new divisions out of the areas previously aligned with biotech. The first being Shiawase Biofoods, the second Shiawase Omnicare. Food products and healthcare are relatively emerging markets for Shiawase, but they have truly jumped in with both feet and now are major players. The third and final pillar of Shiawase's success is Shiawase Envirotech. They specialize in mining operations, city cleaning, and waste disposal, and they have vast market share in doing so. Shiawase's supposed commitment to cleansing the environment may damage them, however, as merging honor with the reality of the free market is proving more difficult than the CEO or the chairperson had thought. Further, Shiawase, unlike the majority of other megacorps, does not try to hide, but celebrates its relationship with its sub-companies. Their business philosophy is the same across all of these companies, however, and a strong Japanese Shinto tradition underlines everything within the corp's reach. This Shinto tradition, at its most basic, is the four central Shinto affirmations: tradition and family, respect of nature, physical cleanliness, and festivals held for the Kami spirits. Personally, I haven't had much experience with Shiawase. Sure, I've pulled off extractions for and against them, stolen this data from this lab, etc., but nothing too high up and nothing that warrants telling a tall tale here. Still, I'll share this little tidbit that found its way to me a long time ago. An old runner named Dr. Fail, who was a mentor of mine until he sold out, once did a run into the heart of Shiawase headquarters in Osaka, Japan. This was back in the late 2040s, during Sadato's golden age. On each major Shiawase corporate campus, you can find a Kami shrine. When a Shiawase citizen is born, its name is written on the corresponding Shiawase shrine. This binds the child to the shrine, and when the person dies, their spirit becomes locked into that place, and it joins the host of ancestor spirits and kami that are worshipped or venerated there. Sounds weird to most of us, but to the followers of Shinto, it seems to be on the level. The problem was that when he got close to the grounds and started to work his mojo to conjure a spirit to help him and his team with the B&E, the spirit refused to be summoned. It was almost as if there were something more powerful than Fail that had already bound it. Halfway into the run, Dr. Fail swore to me that a spirit looking just like Imori Shiawase, who had died decades earlier, materialized and tore through his team like a hot knife through butter. He was able to banish the spirit, at least temporarily, but he passed out from the drain, and his troll rigger had to carry him and two other wounded back out of that place, leaving the run undone and the rep sullied. Maybe that's why I shy away from Shiawase runs. I respect the traditions, little crows. Even when you don't adhere to somebody's beliefs, don't be too quick to dismiss them. It may literally come back to haunt you. Shiawase's major divisions, as mentioned before, are the Shiawase Biofood, Shiawase Biotech, and Shiawase Energy. Some of their notable subsidiaries include Sensei Snacks, Shiawase Biodrones, Shiawase Cybernetics, Shiawase Nanotech, Shiawase Atomic, Shiawase City Services, Shiawase House Bank, Shiawase Desert Storm Security, Imperial Tech Services, Kami, and Nemesis Arms. Now, one thing I haven't mentioned yet is the MFID. One of Sadato Shiawase's longest-lasting legacies was the creation of the infamous MFID, or Market Forecasting and Information Department. This was one of the ways that Sadato turned Shiawase around and back into the giant of greed that it used to be. While market forecasting and information can sound innocuous, this group is anything but. This is essentially corporate espionage, intelligence gathering, and secret service all rolled into one. It was the part of Shiawase responsible for manipulating share prices, blackmailing enemies, and of particular note, the MFID is the only group officially allowed by Shiawase to hire deniable assets. That's us, little crows. To do Shiawase's dirty work. Of course, the climate is changing rapidly, and more, factions within Shiawase have been forging their own shadow networks, hiring shadowrunners apart from MFID control, and while it's not technically allowed, and while the MFID is taking great pains to stop it, this phenomenon continues to grow. In 2066, Nigel Coltrane replaced former Sadato loyalist Ichiro Kiyomoto as the director of MFID. Kiyomoto still works for Shiawase, but lives and works away from the main facilities. Many of his people still work in all levels of the MFID, however, a situation that still allows him vast leverage in dealing with his enemies, both external and internal. When running against Shiawase, the MFID is your prime bugbear. Make sure that your run takes as little time as possible, because the longer you're involved, the higher your chance that the MFID will use their external resources, private eyes, tabs, and even their holistic probability models to lock you down. Get in and get out. Lastly, I'm hearing rumors of something called the Neo Genyosha. From what I've been able to figure out, this is a group of assassins that exist both within and without the MFID, and whose tradition extends far into the past. Needless to say, many profitable accidents and suicides can be attributed to this highly talented and unscrupulous bunch of in-house killers. Like I said, Shiawase has been too quiet lately. If someone wants to go in and get some pay data, I have buyers, but good luck. My feeling is you'll be hearing more than we want to about the Elder Megacorp in the coming years, so keep your heads down and your ears open. Still, even if you keep your ears as open as possible, you won't hear any more from me today, because you have wasted an entirely good slot of time now listening to the Anarchy and Podcasting Network. The music serving as the background to Audible Anarchy was written by the legend Marshall Parker and reimagined by Unanunium 88. This was the Neo Anarchist Podcast. And I am your rebellious rogue radio rock star, Opti. Enjoy your freedom, and go easy on the spirits.